Yesterday on September 15th, we all started getting alerts saying that there was a second assassination attempt on the life of former President Donald J. Trump. This time he was out golfing and the Secret Service were able to protect him and actually stop the guy from the attack. He had an AK-47, a scope, a GoPro, and a lot of things. He fled the scene. The police and the authorities have caught him, and we're going to talk more about this as it appears that we are heading more and more towards the brinks of a civil war. With me today is Troy Anderson, the author of the coming book, The Trump Code, which actually breaks down an old book about the Ingersoll Lockwood Chronicles of Barron Trump. And the last book in that series is called The Last President, which actually leads to a civil war breaking out. So, Troy, with what has just happened, you and I have talked after the first presidential assassination attempt, and praise the Lord that was just an attempt. And now here's another one. Help us kind of understand what is going on here.
Yeah, John, I think what this indicates is that the media has, repeated the Democratic line that, Trump is a threat to democracy so much that, we don't know all the details about this guy that had the AK-47 and was, sticking it through the bushes, one hole away from President Trump on this golf course yesterday. But, we know that he is a pro-Ukraine supporter. He went to Ukraine in 2022. The Daily Mail just had a story saying he wrote a book urging Iran to assassinate Trump. So whether he's, there's rumors of, maybe alphabet agencies could be involved. We just don't know. But, or he's just inspired by all the rhetoric out there. And so, the Trump Code delves into these Barron Trump novels and just, it was written in the 1890s. And the last one is called The Last President. It says this populist president is elected. Mobs of anarchists and socialists converge on Castle Trump in New York City, shouting death to the rich man, and then a civil war breaks out. And so, was it prophetic? Perhaps. But, we've now had a second attempted assassination on President Trump, and we know that there's, very powerful forces that don't want him to become president. He opposes globalism. He opposes the deep state. And so there's all kinds of questions about exactly what's going on. Why has there been, two attempted assassinations now?
Two attempted assassination attempts is a lot more than the average, for sure, because the average is zero. And my goodness, I recently came across an article saying that a historian warns that 4 out of 5 major predictors for a civil war in the United States have already happened. And just to list those, it's the debt crisis, WMD attack, weapons of mass destruction attack, pandemic, and Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Now, the fifth of the major predictors is a nullification crisis where states reject federal regulations, potentially leading to a secession. And so we've seen 4 of these 5, and it seems that the fuse is lit for this nullification process if the election doesn't turn out the way that that half of the country wants.
This book, The Fourth Turning, they outline what could lead to, some kind of civil war in America. And, as you mentioned, you had the Tea Party upset over the debt crisis. Now we have mounting, every 100 days we're going on $1 trillion in debt. You had 9/11, the pandemic, and, now we have this, very divisive nation. And so regardless of how this election turns out, half the country is going to be very upset. Tensions are running high. And so, could we have some kind of, civil war breakout or states, moving to nullify federal, laws and that kind of thing. It's a possibility now. And so we're living in it's a very volatile time. We have Russia has attacked Ukraine. You've got possibility of China attacking Taiwan, the explosive Middle East situation. It just seems that Bible prophecy is in various stages of fulfillment everywhere we look now. And America is in Israel is sort of the center of this whole thing. And the only thing, standing between us and this, essentially the World Economic Forum's Great Reset Plan, you'll own nothing to be happy. United Nations Agenda 2030 is President Trump you know, as flawed of a man he is what's standing between us and them trying to move forward with this, you know, with this new global system, which, you know, the Apostle John, we don't know if this is it or not, but the Apostle John warned about the mark of the beast, the Antichrist, those kind of things. And, you know, are we on the verge of that? You know, only God knows. But, you know, Jesus told us to watch for signs of his return. And it seems like we're seeing a lot of those signs.
You know, I've been hearing about this plot that if Trump wins, the Democrats plan to evoke Section 3 of the 14th Amendment to prevent him from taking office. And so they've already kind of laid out plans on how, even if he does win, that they're not going to let him take that. And apparently there needs to be 2/3 of both the House and the Senate to support it. And really, that means that just based on projections right now, that is, what, if 78 Republicans join the Democrats, there could be they could actually keep him from the White House. What do you know about this? It seems like an insurrection attempt itself.
Yeah, I mean, we're living in unprecedented times. We've never seen anything like this, except, you know, perhaps the Civil War in the 1850s, where we did have a very divided country and an actual war breakout. But, you know, it seems doubtful that that many Republicans would go along with something like this. But, you know, we definitely need to pray for our country, pray for President Trump. I think that's why he survived both these assassination attempts, as God, you know, he's got angels protecting him. The prayers of the saints are keeping him alive. And we just need to pray for our country, go out and vote in record numbers, and fast and repent before God. Because, you know, I did this interview with Billy Graham in 2013, and he said when God sent the prophet Jonah to Nineveh to warn them of judgment, the king and the people repented, and he believed the same thing could happen again, this time in America. And we just had this eclipse on April 8th, went through all these towns called Nineveh. So I wrote a story for Charisma, the Great North American Eclipse. Is this our Nineveh moment? I mean, if there's ever a time to, you know, get right with God and get involved with our country, today's the day.
Yeah. You know, this truly is a Nineveh moment. And I was actually just in a meeting earlier today, and we were talking about there are more eclipses that are coming. There's actually two within a month. And so there's a lot of things that we just need to be aware of. And there's been, you know, a lot of times people just say, oh, this eclipse meant nothing. And you can't really point to things. You can't point things to that or connect or make those connections. But it definitely appears that this year seems to be a more pivotal year than an average year, in my estimation. You know, with this individual that was arrested and is being held in connection to the attempt on Trump's life, there's a lot of things that we are going to be finding out about him because of the fact that he is still alive. Now, I know a lot of things on his social media accounts have before they were taken down, there was a lot of people that did do screen recordings of those posts. And it does, there's some very interesting theology, or at least the way that he breaks down and understands the world. What are some things that you think we might be finding out or discovering about him and other people like him?
If it turns out that he's, you know, simply been inspired by all the political rhetoric and, you know, radicalized in that fashion, we need to think about, you know, what kind of impact all the media coverage is having on this, the kind of messages that the Democrats are putting out that are, you know, fueling this anger and this rage across the country against President Trump and Republicans. So we enter this time where all these messages are having a big impact on people. We don't know a lot about this guy, but from what we do know, I mean, that could be the case here. And so all this, you know, heated rhetoric can have, you know, serious consequences, you know, not just for President Trump, but for the future of this country. And so I think we need to, take a close look at the kind of, you know, rhetoric that the political parties are using and people in general are using.
Do you think that there will be another attempt on his life before the election?
Well, I mean, we just had two within a 2-month span. So, I mean, it's not outside the realm of possibility. Hopefully, you know, the Secret Service will beef up their resources, and President Trump probably should be very, very careful about, you know, going out on golf courses and public places and that kind of thing. I mean, he's in the middle of a election campaign, but they definitely need to tighten up security.
Yeah, they absolutely need to tighten up security and protect him. I mean, I look at things and say in my own life, if the if I'm facing obstacles and there's things that just seem to be of supernatural origin against me, I know that I'm making a difference for the kingdom of God, because the devil wouldn't be paying attention to me if I wasn't interfering with what he's trying to do. And so whether you like him or not, it seems that Donald Trump is ruffling a lot of feathers, and potentially the feathers that need to be ruffled. So, Troy, as we're wrapping up here, I want to encourage everybody to get the book, The Trump Code, Exploring Time Travel, Nikola Tesla, The Trump Lineage, and America's Future. Very important read, and will help give insight into this coming election and the season that is not just here for the election, but beyond that. Troy, any closing thoughts here?
Just reemphasize, I truly believe, just like, Billy Graham, showed us and told us that this is our Nineveh moment. This is a critical election. We need to pray, intercede, fast for our nation, fast for President Trump, and go out and vote in record numbers and overwhelm, the Democratic vote here, because the fate of America and the world is hanging in the balance. But I believe, God wants to have a great future for us. He wants to see these pockets of revival grow, and perhaps he's going to give us another reprieve here.
Get your copy of The Trump Code here, and check out other videos that I've done with Troy right here, as well as what YouTube is recommending that you would like from this channel right here.